I hope you're doing well. Maybe you're listening while walking, maybe while resting, or maybe while doing nothing at all. I want you to feel relaxed, because this is not a lecture. This is just one person sharing thoughts that slowly changed his life in a very quiet way. Let me ask you something simple. Have you ever bought something you didn't really need, felt happy for a short moment, and then later wondered why you even bought it? I've done that more times than I can count. Sometimes it's a small thing, sometimes it's something expensive, but the feeling is almost always the same. A short excitement, followed by silence. There was a time when I thought buying things was helping me move forward. New things made me feel productive, successful, and in control. But slowly, I started noticing something strange. The more I bought, the heavier my life felt. My room was full, my mind was busy, and my money disappeared faster than I expected. That's when I realized that the problem was not money. The problem was my relationship with stuff. We live in a world where buying is emotional. Ads don't just show products. They show happiness, confidence, love, and success. They quietly tell us that our life will improve if we add one more thing to it. And because we are human, we believe it. Not because we are foolish, but because our brains are wired to chase comfort and pleasure. The brain loves new things. New items give a small rush of excitement, like a reward. It feels good, even if it lasts only a few minutes. Companies understand this very well. That's why there is always a new version, a limited offer, or a special discount. The goal is not just to sell something, but to create urgency and desire. Another reason we buy so much is comparison. We see others upgrading their phones, their clothes, their homes, their lives. Even if what we have works perfectly fine, it suddenly feels old. Not broken. Just not exciting anymore. That feeling pushes us to spend, not because we truly need something, but because we don't want to feel left behind. At one point, I asked myself a very honest question. If buying more makes me feel stressed, tired, and distracted, why do I keep doing it? The answer was simple. I had never learned how to stop gently. I thought stopping meant giving up comfort or joy. But that's not true. I didn't become extreme. I didn't throw everything away. I just started creating small rules for myself. Not strict rules, but calm ones. Rules that protect my energy instead of draining it. One of the first rules I followed was this: buy well, or you'll buy again. Cheap things often look attractive, but they break, wear out, or stop feeling good very quickly. Then you replace them. Again and again. In the end, you spend more money and more time. Buying better, when possible, saved me stress and regret. Another rule was learning to listen to my feelings before buying. If something didn't feel like a clear yes, I stopped. Items that feel just okay usually become clutter. They sit in corners, in drawers, and in the back of your mind. Now, I only bring something into my life if it feels right, not rushed. For a long time, I thought organizing would solve everything. I bought boxes, shelves, and containers. But organizing too much stuff is still too much stuff. The real change happened when I started removing things instead of organizing them. Less naturally creates order. I also started checking what I actually use. Life changes. We change. Something that was useful years ago may no longer fit the life we live today. Keeping it doesn't make us loyal. It just makes us tired. Letting go became an act of respect, not loss. One rule that helped me the most was delaying purchases. I didn't say no immediately. I said later. I wrote the item down and waited. A week? 2 weeks. Sometimes more. Most of the time, the desire faded. And if it didn't, then I knew it mattered. This way of living is not about having less just to have less. It's about removing noise. When the noise disappears, you hear yourself again. You notice what actually brings peace, not just excitement. Slowly, my mornings felt calmer. My space felt lighter. Decisions became easier. I still enjoy things, but without guilt, without stress, and without that constant feeling of needing more. And once you feel that kind of calm, you realize something important. You were never missing anything. You were just surrounded by too much. That feeling of calm didn't arrive suddenly. It came slowly, almost quietly, in small moments I didn't expect. Like opening a drawer and finding space instead of chaos. Or checking my bank balance and not feeling anxious. Or coming home and feeling relaxed instead of overwhelmed. These moments made me realize something important. A simpler life doesn't shout. It whispers. One thing I noticed very clearly was how much mental energy I was spending on things that didn't matter. Choosing what to wear from a crowded closet, cleaning items I rarely used, thinking about things I bought but didn't enjoy anymore. Every object was asking for attention in its own silent way. When I reduced those objects, my mind finally had room to breathe. I also learned that owning less doesn't mean life becomes boring. In fact, it becomes richer in a different way. When you stop chasing things, you start noticing experiences. A quiet cup of tea. A slow walk. A real conversation. These moments don't cost money, but they give something much deeper. Presence. There was also a shift in how I saw money. Before, money felt like something that slipped away easily. Now, it feels more intentional. I know where it goes. I know why I'm spending it. That awareness alone brings peace. Money stops being emotional and becomes practical. Another rule that helped me was setting limits before buying. Not rules written on paper, but boundaries in my mind. I ask myself simple questions. Do I already have something similar? Where will this live in my space? Will I still care about this in a month? These questions slow me down, and slowing down is powerful. I also stopped buying things for a version of myself that doesn't exist yet. This was a big one. Clothes for a lifestyle I don't live. Tools for hobbies I never started. Items for plans that sounded good, but never happened. Hope is beautiful, but buying for hope often creates guilt. Now, I buy for who I am today, not who I imagine becoming someday. Letting go of gifts was another emotional challenge. We often keep things because someone gave them to us, not because we use them. I learned that the meaning of a gift is not in the object. It's in the moment it was given. Keeping something out of guilt doesn't honor the person. Living freely does. Over time, my home started to feel like a place of rest instead of storage. Every item had a purpose or a story. Nothing felt heavy. Nothing felt loud. When I walked into a room, my shoulders relaxed without me realizing it. I also became more patient. When you stop chasing new things, you naturally slow down. You stop rushing decisions. You stop reacting to every sale and notification. That patience spreads into other areas of life. Conversations become calmer. Choices become clearer. There's something else people don't talk about much. Minimalism also teaches gratitude. When you own less, you appreciate more. You notice the quality of what you have. You take care of it. You enjoy it longer. Satisfaction grows not because you added something, but because you removed distractions. This way of living doesn't make you perfect. I still feel tempted. I still want things sometimes. But now, I understand those feelings. I don't fight them. I observe them. Most of the time, they pass. And when they don't, when I truly need or want something, I buy it without guilt. That's the balance. Freedom is not saying no to everything. Freedom is knowing why you say yes. Slowly, very slowly, life becomes lighter. Not because it has less meaning, but because it has less weight. And that difference changes everything. As life became lighter, I started noticing changes in places I didn't expect. My thoughts felt less crowded. I wasn't constantly thinking about what to buy next or what I was missing. Instead, my mind had space to wander, to reflect, to rest. That kind of mental quiet is rare today, and once you feel it, you don't want to lose it. I also realized how much time I used to spend maintaining things. Cleaning them, fixing them, moving them, worrying about them. Every object comes with responsibility, even small ones. When the number of objects reduced, my time felt more open. Evenings felt longer. Weekends felt more relaxed. I didn't gain more hours in the day, but I gained more energy. Another unexpected change was confidence. When you stop chasing what everyone else is buying, you start trusting your own choices. You dress for comfort, not approval. You decorate your space for peace, not for photos. That quiet confidence feels different from showing off. It feels stable. I also became more honest with myself. Sometimes we buy things to cover emotions. Stress, sadness, boredom, loneliness. Shopping becomes a distraction. When I removed that distraction, I had to face those feelings directly. It wasn't always easy, but it was real. And real always leads to growth. There were moments when I felt uncomfortable, especially at the beginning. Empty space can feel strange when you're not used to it. Silence can feel loud. But slowly, that discomfort turned into comfort. Space stopped feeling empty and started feeling open. I noticed how my priorities changed. I cared more about health, rest, learning, and relationships. I spent money on experiences, not just objects. A good meal shared with someone. A short trip. A book I actually read instead of one that just looked nice on a shelf. This mindset also made me kinder to myself. I stopped feeling guilty for not having everything. I stopped comparing my life timeline with others. Everyone is walking a different path, at a different speed. Buying less helped me remember that. Minimalism also taught me patience with progress. You don't fix habits overnight. You don't change years of conditioning in 1 month. It's okay to move slowly. It's okay to make mistakes. What matters is awareness. One powerful realization was understanding that happiness is not stored in objects. Objects can support happiness, but they are not the source. Peace comes from alignment, when your outer life matches your inner values. When there's less conflict between what you want and what you truly need. Today, my life is not perfect, but it feels intentional. My space reflects who I am. My spending reflects my values. My time reflects my priorities. That alignment brings a kind of quiet joy that doesn't fade quickly. If you're listening to this and feeling overwhelmed by stuff, pressure, or expectations, know this. You don't have to change everything at once. Start small. Question one habit. Pause before one purchase. Let go of one thing that no longer serves you. A simpler life is not about removing joy. It's about making room for it. And once you experience that kind of clarity, you realize something very important. You were never behind. You were just carrying too much.